right. They want the red carpet treatment.
Right.
And that's what you see at the other airports.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's... It's top
but, but you saw from the FBO and not the airport owner, right?
Well,
I think we're essentially all that. And we have a vested interest, so whatever roles we have to play, we'll play.
Yeah, I don't think Daytona is trying to justify their existence or extensions.
Right.
That makes them different.
They're like Dover. They're Dover Airport. They're in the right place at the right time, so they don't have to.
But I don't know how much the city of Daytona is
subsidizing the airport
for that weekend. Because you got all the motels, you got all the economic...
The cost benefit.
Yeah, you know, that economic engine really is chugging that weekend. And that's something, I don't know, through the chamber, maybe the Daytona Chamber you should touch base with. And say, hey, what do you guys do to help that weekend, to support that weekend? And they may be able to say, let me give you my list of names.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or what works or whatever,
So,
the thing about Daytona is unique in its first race of the season.
Yep.
It's on every network. So they're going to be full. And I know at Bristol last week, a lot of empty seats are in Bristol. There'll be a lot of empty seats at Dover.
Mm-hmm.
I think last year, 80 some thousand was there.
Post what, 140?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that was more of their doing. You know, I think Dover's pushed over that price point too far, too fast. And
but Daytona can get away with that, but where the other racetracks can't. Yeah.
I don't even think Daytona went that expensive though.
No, I don't think so either.
No, but I said
we went down there, it's Florida and it was warm. For February in Delaware. You know,
I don't know what
hard not to justify go south when it's
I don't know what kind of private general aviation has large enough jets that come in here, like the Rollins.
The Rollins are going to be here anyway.
Right. I mean, but I don't know who else is equal to the Rollins that's throughout the U.S. that's going to be coming to this race.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how strong a GA pull it is. Everybody goes to Daytona for the obvious reason.
I remember there was a plane from Chicago that caught that during that race when the runway lights went out in a late thunderstorm. Kyle Busch won the race. He couldn't get off. And this other plane, these guys from Chicago.
That was a NetJets airplane, which is a whole other problem. That's separate from NASCAR.
But
they're going to look at different things.
Besides just drivers and crews.
And the NetJets, I mean, I don't know if that's a steady diet of planes or if we can entice them or not through incentives. Because we need 200 planes more a year.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned that before. You were kind of thought that that wasn't, we couldn't count on that. It might look like we were padding the numbers with NetJets. We had
NetJets is going to go where the people want to go.
Unless you can get a position. Unless they're looking for a place to position somewhere other than where the people are
going.
A base here or something.
Yeah.
If they're paying heavy landing fees or parking fees or something like that.
Because New York's only probably 30 minutes away.
And that was part of what the consultant was proposing, was helping us do those things. And
he was pretty sure. I thought.
He's done other work here, and he provided a study that the New York State Transportation Department did on all the airports they worked on up there with marketing plans and other things. And business has gone up, the ops counts, the fuel sales, and everything. Most of those airports has gone up since he did the work there. You know, he knows what he's doing, and it comes with a price. You know, if you're talking about $50,000 to get a 6,000-foot runway, you know, it's probably worth it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about $50,000 to get a couple of...
done deal.
Yeah. Well, you can guarantee your work will get us the effort.